Hi, it's Chip here, and I am with Amanda. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Chip, good to meet you.
So, we're at the Shipwreck and Maritime Museum, and it's a special week because you have a famous bell at the museum. So, this bell was on the Mendy, which was a ship that sunk. So whereabouts did the ship sunk?
It was it was a very tragic accident that took place off the south of the Isle of Wight in thick fog on a February night in 1917. And the Mendy was travelling to France with a shipload of men from the South African Native Labour Corps, and the intention was that they would join the forces out there to help build railways, roads, trenches. And a lot of them had never seen the sea before they got onto a ship. And unfortunately, in the early hours of the morning, another vessel about twice the size of the Mendy came along in the dark and rammed Mendy. And the vessel sank within 25 minutes, and unfortunately with tragic loss of life, nearly 650 men were lost that day.
So what was the bell used for?
The bell would have been used on a ship. Some people say it's like the heart of a ship, and it becomes a bit of a symbol for the vessel and its identity. This, like many of the bells, has the name of the ship on it, and it would have been used for warning signals to other vessels, but also to keep time on the ship and to let everybody on board know the different starts and ends of the watches throughout the day. So like a timekeeping device as well.
So this bell has been on BBC South today, hasn't it?
It has, yes. It became particularly famous because it was recovered from the wreck many years ago, we're not quite sure when, and went missing. Nobody knew where it was. A very tenacious reporter from BBC South Today, Steve Humphreys, worked tirelessly for more than 30 years to try and track down the bell and more information about the story of the wreck. And back in June of this year, he got an anonymous phone call telling him to go down to Swanage Pier, where he found the bell wrapped in a plastic bag with a note. Yes, it made big news at the time. It was on South Today and picked up by all the national press.
So you got loads of Mendy's other artefacts. What other artefacts have you got from the Mendy?
Yes, it's great because although the bell's only here for a week at the Shipwreck Centre at Arrowton Barnes, we have got a lot of other artefacts here that are always here and permanently on display. So that includes a large porthole from the ship with a glass still in it, although the glass is fractured, as you can see. We've also got a large cooking bowl made of copper and bronze, where the food would have been cooked and prepared for the men that were on board, and a beautiful little plate, a little white and blue china plate, and you can see the emblem for the shipping company on that plate, which is how they helped to identify the vessel in the first place.
Nice one. Thank you for letting me interview you.
Thank you for coming. It's really great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a lovely place to come and visit. What would you say to those people who want to come and see the bell?
I would say, yeah, please come along this week. It's just this week that it's here, so it's a very rare opportunity. For those that can't make it during our normal working hours, which are 10 till 5, normal opening hours, then Thursday evening there's another opportunity to come and see the bell, where we have an open evening here at the Shipwreck Centre between 7 and 9 o'clock on Thursday the 28th. And we'll be having information and talks, very short talks, about the work of the Trust and the centre here. And if you wine and nibbles as well for anybody who fancies coming along to join us.
Oh, nice. That sounds like a good evening. I'll we'll get my mum to come down to for evening.
Smashing.
So my mum can see the bell, because my mum would love it down here.
Brilliant, that sounds great. Well, hopefully we'll see you again on Thursday as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chip.